The response from Labour was swift and predictable, more evidence of a tired, stale government, in the words of Kevin Rudd, but the response from the three key sectors the Prime Minister targeted was far more positive. At least one education body says the tax rebate proposal is superior to the policy Labour announced in the first week of the campaign. There was a similarly positive response on housing affordability and childcare, but in both those areas, industry lobby groups said they still preferred Labour's policies. Connor Duffy reports from Canberra.
The speed of modern campaigning was on display this afternoon, with Kevin Rudd able to call a press conference to respond to the Coalition's launch less than 1 hour after John Howard walked off the stage in Brisbane.
This speech today is the No New Ideas for the Future speech. It is the No New Ideas for the Future speech because Mr Howard is locked into the past, and his only real plan for the future is to retire and to hand over to Mr Costello.
He may have been 1,500 kilometres away in Townsville, but Mr Rudd was quick to pounce, saying the launch was evidence of a stale government and that it neglected a number of important areas.
And here we are, a week or so before an election, 11 years into the Howard government, and we have nothing new by way of announcements about how they're going to reform the health and hospital system. If you're not serious about the future of hospitals, or serious about the future of climate change and water, and not serious about the future of broadband infrastructure, how can you be serious about the future?
For those of a less partisan nature, the response was more positive. It's only early days, but some in the education sector believe John Howard's tax rebate on education trumps Labor's plan.
Well, we welcome the announcement because we think that anything that recognises parents' expenditure on school-related expenses in the tax process is a positive thing.
Ian Dalton is the Executive Director of the Australian Parents Council, which represents the parents of students in non-government schools. He believes the government's plan will be available to more parents than Labor's, which has a narrower focus and is limited to items like laptops.
One of the disappointments that we expressed with Labor's policy was the retrospective nature, which requires parents to have the capacity to outlay over $2,000 on laptops and so on to take full benefit of the tax benefit. And at the time, we said that it would have been good if it had been extended to school uniforms and other school-related expenses.
Ron Silberberg from the Housing Industry Association is also happy with today's announcement.
We welcomed the bipartisan support for housing, and importantly, there is a recognition by both major political parties of the importance of Commonwealth leadership to address the parlous state of housing affordability.
However, he believes Labor is still narrowly in front on this issue.
It's fairly even, but one of the elements that we didn't hear in today's campaign launch speech was the imperative to do things to redress the parlous state of the residential rental market. And Labor did announce prior to the election being called a national rental affordability scheme, and the state of the private rental sector is something approximating a mess and does need Commonwealth action.
So would you say Labor's ahead on points then?
On that front, it is, but there's still about 12 days to go.
It's a similar story on childcare. Juliette Burke is the chair of the Task Force on Care Costs, a group funded by non-government organisations and business to push for more affordable childcare.
It's an acknowledgement that parents are experiencing difficulty balancing work and care, primarily because of the cost of care. So it's positive in that regard. It's positive that it brings forward the payment to when parents actually need it. But obviously there's some room for improvement in the sense that it doesn't do anything to the level of reimbursement.
And Labor's offering a 50% rebate, does that give them the nod?
It does, because the modelling that we conducted for the Task Force on Care Costs demonstrated that the community wants to see an equal sharing of costs between government and themselves, so set at the 50% level. And also our modelling showed that that would generate the greatest return on investment. That is, if care costs are reimbursed at the 50% level, we'll have a greater rate of workforce participation because people will be able to pay for care, and that then returns money back to the public purse.
Juliette Burke, who chairs the Task Force on Care Costs, ending that report from Connor Duffy.